Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
92 guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
My friends feel as their appointed duty.
Your Memphis Showboats play on Sunday at home against the Michigan Panthers. 2 p.m. is the start time. It'll be on Fox. But make sure you get over to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, second home game of the year. But we bring on our weekly Showboats guest this week, safety Lamont McFadder II. What's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Now, this is what I just don't understand. This is very interesting because we talked with Jarae Elder last week, right? A guy there in the secondary with you. You guys both played in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, the PSAC. Y'all have like a whole DB room dedicated to the PSAC at this point. He played at Westchester. You played at California, Pennsylvania. You started your career at Ball State, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, y'all have a whole damn DB room dedicated to the PSAC. Who knew? How about that?
Yeah, man, me and Jarae trying to represent for the PSAC very well, man.
Yeah, man, somehow, yeah, but I was telling him last week, y'all spit out some good football talent, whether it be NFL or the UFL, whatever it is. It's impressive.
Absolutely. Definitely great ball in the PSAC.
Yeah, so how have you enjoyed this? Obviously, you're with the USFL, but how have you enjoyed this UFL, the merging of the leagues, everything else, the talent pool all together? How much have you enjoyed playing in this startup, this spring league?
Man, I've enjoyed it a lot, man, just because, you know, it's a great opportunity, you know, for a lot of American players to be able to showcase their talents and get another opportunity as well, you know, because before the spring leagues were here, it would be tough for certain, you know, people to go up to the CFL as well, you know,
right?
If they weren't in the NFL or just recently got cut or whatsoever. So it's a great opportunity, man, you know, to be able to play this beautiful game of football.
Yes, sir, and for money. That's always nice. That's always nice. I tried to do that after my time at Memphis. Didn't quite work out. I wish if I was a couple years later, maybe USFL, XFL, UFL would have come calling. I was with the AAF, the Alliance of American Football. That was no fun. They shut down after like a few games, and y'all have it going good at this particular moment. Now, holler at me. I ask every guy that comes on about their story, man. You got done playing in college, what would it have been, 2016, 2017, somewhere around there?
My last year at college was 2019, 2020
apologies. Okay, now holler at me about where you went from there and your story. Jarae, I thought it was interesting, man. He went to Italy. He tried to do the CFL thing, had an NFL tryout, had some workouts, but football has taken him all across the globe. What about for you?
Right, man. So I was really just grinding, man, waiting for the opportunity. I had an opportunity for a workout with the Raiders in October of 2020. The workout went very well, you know, and that was like my first experience of, you know, they went with a vet and, you know, from there on, I was just on a short list for a couple of teams like the Browns and the Bears.
Right.
And I was really just grinding, man, with blind faith, you know, just not counting the days, but making the days count.
Right.
Staying ready, man. So I was just working and everything, trying to provide for myself, my family, and, you know, just waiting for the opportunity. And once I got the call, 2022, summer of 2022, it was a scout that was actually working with the Raiders, Dave Rizzano. And he got the GM job last year for the Showboats. And he called me asking me, he's like, man, you want to play football?
Yeah, like, of course.
I'm like, absolutely, you know. So I just jumped right on it, man. And just opportunity meant preparation, man. Just staying ready. And so I have to get ready, really.
Right. And I talked to Jare about this last week, but I think that, like, you know, from the outside looking in, fans, people that follow the game, they don't realize the day-to-day grind and the wear it can have on your mind, right? The stress it can have on your mind, not knowing where you got to move to, what team you're going to play for, what type of money you're going to be playing for. Take us through sort of the mindset that got you to this point, because there's some tough days, I'd imagine.
Absolutely, man. You know, for me in my personal life, you know, adversity always been my playground.
Right.
You know, I've been dealing with adversity since I was a young kid. So, you know, as far as the mental fortitude and mental strength, you know, it definitely had to be put on display while doing something that you've been doing for your whole life and then not having it for that temporary time, mm-hmm. you know? So, it was definitely something to get used to. But also just staying humble and staying hungry, you know. So it was days, to be honest, where you would fluctuate. But, you know, you would have to, well, me personally, I had to be disciplined and be consistent, you know, and that always brought that motivation back.
Yeah.
You know, no matter if I was playing or if I was waiting for the opportunity, and even when I did get the opportunity.
Yeah. Now, you say adversity is your playground. I like that, man. I think I'm going to use that going forward.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But take me through some of that. Like, what started at Ball State, did that type of thing. You had to end up going to California, Pennsylvania. Like, what adversity, what sort of hit along your college days heading into the UFO where you're at now?
You know, we could start since I was younger. You know, I got hit by a car when I was 5. I was double A cast. So, you know, that was very tough for me because I'm just blessed to be able to play this game, just to be able to run, you know, dealing with all I had to deal with as far as times where I had to wear a stent in my shoes is because one leg was shorter than the other, broke my femur and everything. Damn. And then just dealing with a lot of family stuff.
Right.
You know, losing relatives and just having to be away from home when I went off to college, you know, which is perfectly fine, but it was tough because I was dealing with a lot of losses in my family.
Right.
Just took something to get used to, too. You know, first experience as far as still having to handle your business no matter what happens.
Yeah.
And just to stay even keel.
So you're from Pennsylvania originally, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
So getting back to Pennsylvania, what was that like, Ball State to Pennsylvania, going from D1 to D2? Like, what was that transition like?
Oh, man, it was a lot to get accustomed to. You know, at D1, it was a lot of things that
they take care of you.
Yeah, they take care of you for sure, man. And when I got to Cal, it was one scenario when we had to get our books, and when I was at Ball State, our books would be all boxed up. And
of course,
third time to go get them, it would be all boxed up and everything, and then. I went like a first week without like books, and I asked my coach.
They're like, buddy, you got to go to the bookstore and buy those. You got to go handle that yourself.
So like, yeah, man. So I asked him, like, Coach, what's up with the books? And he let me know. He was like, yeah, that was that work study job that we were talking about. You know, that could pay for your books. And I was like, oh snap! Like, you know. So I had to go and get my books and everything. Which was all good, you know. So it just took a lot to get accustomed to, just different, you know, stuff that you would be receiving at D1, you may not have received at D2. And as far as structure and everything, it just was a little different. But it was still, you know, I was still there to handle business.
Now, a couple of more things for Showboat Safety, Lamont McFadder, the second. When it comes to your role within this team, you had a forced fumble last week. That type of thing. How familiar are you with the city of Memphis? How much, you know, before you started playing for the show, was how familiar? Had you taken a visit here? Have you ever sort of seen the city? That type of thing.
Well, prior to me becoming a showboat, I have never been to Memphis.
Right.
But when I did get to experience Memphis as far as being there, Memphis is a great city, man. I got to stay there after the season and do some work out there as well, get more in tune with the people. And it's a loving city for sure.
Yep.
It's a real homie vibe, you know. It's a great city, especially for their sports, man. They take pride in all their sports, and they're very supportive as well. So,
yeah.
Memphis is definitely a great city, man.
And I'll tell you what, I know this is cliche and it's corny, but people will all agree, you love on Memphis, it'll love you back. And then final thing here for you, you went to California, Pennsylvania, and I have to ask a question. Connor, my producer, and I were debating at the break. What is a Vulcan? What's a Vulcan? Do we have an answer on that? Do you even know? Having played there for four years.
So the Vulcan is actually like it's like an alien being.
Oh.
It's like an alien being. Yep.
Okay.
It would surprise a lot of people.
But it's like hashtag forged in fire. What's that about? If it's an alien being, where does the fire come from? We don't know.
We got our mascot, and he walks around with this sledgehammer.
Okay.
And the sledgehammer is forged in fire, you know. So our mascot now, or our logo now, is actually our Vulcan mascot. You know, coming out of the fire right now. So
okay.
They just actually changed that about 2019.
Okay, I don't see. I think we may be talking about the only alien being mascot at the college level at this point for football. I don't know if I've heard that before, but hey, that's unique. That's unique in itself. That's cool. Yeah, for sure. But Lamont, good luck this weekend, man. Good luck this weekend. Appreciate you carving out some time, and go Boats, man.
Absolutely. Go Boats, man. Thank you so much for having me on, Gabe. I appreciate it, man. And Showboat fans, tune in this weekend. We're going to get it on and popping.
Yes, sir. Love to hear that. That's Lamont McFadden II. Showboats, by the way, play this weekend at home. You'll have a chance to see them at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium on Sunday against the Michigan Panthers. It'll be 2 p.m. in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. If you're watching on TV, it'll be on Fox. You'll see Lamont get it on and popping, like he just said. But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note, and we'll wrap up hour number two with Small Talk coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!